Today on More to Life, with prodigal sons and daughters. Estranged from your adult kids? Are your adult kids making choices or worrying or frustrating you? Let us help. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, prodigal sons and daughters. We're talking about adult kids, right? And in particular, adult kids that maybe you're having a difficult time with. You know, maybe there are hurts or wounds in the relationship that you're not sure how to heal. Maybe your adult kids have fallen away from the faith or are leading sinful lives or making choices at the very least that concern you, and you're not sure what to do about that. Maybe you're estranged from your adult kids. The fact is, being a parent to adult kids is really complicated, and it's hard to get it right. But the good news is, there are ways to strengthen your relationship with your adult kids, to heal the relationship with your adult sons and daughters, and even to lead them back to the church or into healthier choices, or a more godly life. And we want to walk you through what those things are that enable you to be effective and connected to your adult kids. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, I think the very first thing we really want to say about this is it hurts. When you've got a prodigal child, when you've got any kind of distance or rift between you and one of your children, it hurts so badly. And it can be very frightening. You're worried about the relationship. You're worried about the state of their soul. You're worried about their eternal well-being. You're worried about ever seeing any of your grandchildren or how to heal any of it again. And it's scary. It's frustrating. And then on top of worrying about that, we honestly do have to be concerned about the state of our own souls, because we can get so angry. We can get depressed about it. It can cause us to say and do things that we, you know, shouldn't necessarily be doing, but we're just so frustrated and torn up about it that it just sort of happens unless we're really taking it to God, asking God for His assistance with our reactions to all of it, so that we can take care of the state of our own souls as well as possibly heal anything going on with our kids. So we understand the complexity. We know it's painful, but we're also here to help you make some steps in the right directions and help you get to where you want to be with these kids. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And I should say, too, to clarify, you know, even though the show is titled Prodigal Sons and Daughters, we're not just talking about adult kids who have fallen away from the faith or who are making, you know, terrible choices. We're just talking about your relationship with your adult kids as well. You know, so if the relationship is fine, you know, but you'd really like to be closer, then that's, you know, that's fair game too. We're here to help you in all aspects of your relationship with your adult kids at 877-573-7825.
And that means even if it's just making your shoulders kind of go up around your ears, perhaps you are having your college student come home for their winter break and your shoulders are going up around your ears already. You're like, Okay, how do we reintegrate this person back into our lives? How do we get along with somebody that we don't know as well as we did a semester ago or a couple of years ago? How do we work out keeping our house clean? What those hours are that they're keeping? All of those things that come back. Perhaps when you do see your adult kids, you don't know what you're allowed to talk about without starting a problem. All of those little things can add up and bring tension to you and to that relationship. So let's figure it out with you today. Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And, you know, you might be wondering, well, what could some theology teach me about having a better relationship with my adult kids? Well, it turns out the answer to that is a lot. So St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections that really looked at a huge question. Basically, he said, you know, if we looked at everything God's given us, you know, creation, scripture, salvation, history, you name it, what universal principles could we draw that would help us discover God's plan for human flourishing, for healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we now call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that families are meant to be, quote, communities of love, places where we learn the shape of God's love through generosity, service, and mutual self-giving. And that doesn't stop when our kids become adults. The relationship changes, but the call to communion remains the same.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, when relationships with adult kids get strained, you know, whether that's because of unresolved wounds or choices that they're making that we don't understand or something else entirely, we can be tempted to sort of withdraw and avoid the confrontation or the challenges. But, you know, I think the theology of the body really asks us to stay rooted in Christ's love and seek the true good of the other, which means, in this case, that we need to respond to our adult kids not with entitlement or resentment, or avoidance for that matter, but with humility and patience.
That humility is key. Instead of asking, why don't they treat me better, which we all want to, we can pray, Lord, teach me to be the parent you want me to be to them, the parent they need me to be, and help me know what little things I can do every day to heal the relationship and lead them closer to you. That simple daily prayer keeps us open to grace and able to see our adult children as persons who are still growing, no matter what they think, still searching, and still needing us to love them and mentor them.
Well, you know, the theology of the body and psychology actually agree on this. There's a lot of research, in fact, a recent study, too, that talks about how adult kids remain more connected to parents who practice empathic listening, emotional warmth, and respectful autonomy. You know, St. Francis de Sales actually said something similar. He said that nothing is so strong as gentleness. Nothing so gentle as real strength. And that's the tone that fosters connection between parents and adult kids.
And when our adult children fall away from the faith or pull back from us, it doesn't mean we've failed. It means our mission shifts. We can't lecture or issue demands and ultimatums, but we can accompany, listen, support their healthy choices, demonstrate that we love them even when we disagree with them, pray for them and with them. Our job is to be a bridge to a stronger relationship with them, God, and the church.
Well, that's right. And when we pray, Lord, teach me to be what my adult kid needs me to be to draw closer to you and to me, you know, God always answers, often one step at a time. But he answers. So let's talk about how to unpack that answer for you at 877-573-7825, our show today titled Prodigal Sons and Daughters. But we're talking about, you know, any complications in your relationship with your adult kids. Let us help at 877 573-7825. We should also just give a heads up that Lisa's still struggling with some pneumonia here, so she's hanging back a little bit more today. So if you hear me monologuing, that's why.
Yeah, he's not stepping all over me. He's saving me so I can actually use my energy to breathe.
One tries.
I am making progress, though, and please, I
keep
ask you to continue to pray for me because I want to be healthy. And I've got a lot to do.
That's right.
To prepare for things. So please, please keep me in your prayers. And I thank you for those of you who have shot some up for me already.
Speaking of which, let's take our concerns to the Lord.
That.
In the name of the Father,
Father,
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you our adult kids. And we ask you to help us to be the parents that you want us to be. The parents that our adult kids need us to be to draw them closer to us. And ultimately to you and the church as well. If we are struggling in our relationship with our adult kids, we ask for that wisdom and humility and compassion and guidance from your Holy Spirit to know what little things we can do every day to heal or strengthen those relationships. And even if our relationships aren't strained with our adult kids, we ask you for the grace to know how to disciple them, how to mentor them, how to be a faithful witness of a godly life that is a fulfilling and abundant life as well. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Prodigal Sons and Daughters, we're talking about our relationship with our adult kids and the complications that can happen, you know, whether they are just as simple as, you know, it's a fine relationship, but I'd like to be closer. Or as complicated as they've left the church, they're leading sinful lives. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Cheryl, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Toronto, Canada.
Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Briefly, I have an elder son. He's 41 years old. And we have become estranged.
Could I just ask you to speak a little bit more clearly into the phone, please? Because you're very, very quiet.
Okay, sure. I have
That's
an,
a little better.
Son, mm-hmm. Okay, I just turned the volume up here. I have a son. He's 41. We had held a house together, joint ownership. My husband passed away about 12 and a half years ago. I understand, well, all of us, it was hard on us. He was only in his 50s. And in that regard, my son started heavily drinking, and
he was
supposed to assist in the maintenance of the house because it was out of I'm from Toronto, Canada, and it was just outside of Toronto in Waterloo, and we were supporting him through his academic years. He was in the middle of a PhD, and because of that, he kind of suspended the PhD, but he had other distractions such as the alcohol, and had DUI, which I had to pay legal expenses for. And Rennie, regardless, he's a good Catholic. He was raised in a private school. Bazillion fathers. And so
he's practicing his faith now?
Yes, of course. And so
he actually is going to church, even with the struggles he's having. He's involved in his faith.
All right, so how can we help you today? What's the issue exactly that you're looking for?
So my issue is that he holds on to the fact that I severed my ownership and left him responsible for the house, which meant he had to increase the mortgage on it because he couldn't carry it. He was unemployed, trying to finish up the PhD. Mm-hmm. And so as of this week, we were, you know, jointly speaking with a Catholic counselor. And of course, I'm hoping that it would be a more amiable discussion and all of that would be put behind us. However, he dredged it all up. And now it's like I'm going back in my mind what happened like 4 years ago and feeling somewhat bad about how it all went down. But I had to do it because my bank account was getting drained and he wasn't being responsible, and that's about it in a nutshell. So I'd like to move forward as a parent.
So let's talk about, and I'm sorry, I have to just jump in just for the sake of time, but let's talk about kind of how to move forward from here. And basically, all right, There are a lot of good things here. The fact that you're in communication with him, the fact that he's willing to do counseling with you, the fact that he's still, you know, churched. The thing that I want you to focus on is actually, what would he need at this point to know from you to heal and to move forward? And I don't want you to... that's the second thing. The first thing is empathizing with his position. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to say, yes, you're absolutely right, I was a terrible mother, or whatever. You know, but you can say, you know, I can really appreciate how hard that must have been for you. I had reasons for doing what I did. My intention wasn't to stick you with this or to put you in, but I certainly understand how it felt that way for you. And I'm really sorry that you had to carry that burden. And that makes me sad to know that you felt that way. You know, what you really want to do is communicate, number one, that you get it. You can see it through his eyes, and you can feel what he feels. If he's open at that point to kind of talk about some other, you know, some other details that maybe he's not incorporating, then fine. But the real issue is the second point that I started with, which is, and then you say, help me understand what you would need to see from me in our relationship now to know that you could trust me, to know that I'm not gonna do something like that again to you, or to know that we can get through this, not just leave it behind, but learn from it. What would we need to do in order for you to feel like you could trust me, and that we could develop our friendship? You know, so you start by empathizing and really seeing it through his eyes, and that's hard to do because you know you had a lot of good reasons for why you did what you did, and he's not seeing that, and so that feels painful. And taking that one down position is never easy. But if you're able to see it through his eyes and feel a little bit of his feelings and communicate to him that you get that, that's going to take a lot of the pressure off. And then you move on to, let's not refight this. You know, I'm sorry for how that, I think we can, however, as much as we disagree about everything else, we can both agree that we don't like how that happened. Right? So that's something that's important to say. Even if we can't agree on all the details, we can both agree that we don't like how that happened. So if we were ever in another situation where we had to, and I don't know if we would be, but if we ever had to be in another situation that you felt, you know, we had worked together on this, how could we handle that differently so that you could see that you could trust me? So you're focusing on what do we need to do from here? What lessons can we take? How can we grow? What can we, and really having a more solution-focused approach to this issue. So those two things are going to help get you a long way. Now, we talk about this more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It'll walk you through all of this in more detail. And you're already working with a counselor, so I'm glad to hear that. But so keep that work up. But hopefully these two suggestions will help get you in the right direction. I would even share this with your counselor so that your counselor can facilitate this process. And if there's more that we can do for you here on the air, don't hesitate to call us again. Thank you for the call, Cheryl. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you about relationships with adult kids and how to uncomplicate them when they are complicated. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute. He'll be sharing some insights as a pastor, as a counselor, an expert on the theology of the body, on how we can repair our relationship with our adult kids. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
He was a doctor of the church and one of the most famous saints of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Augustine is honored for his immense contributions to theology, but he balanced his genius with humility. Once declared, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. He died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today our show is titled Prodigal Sons and Daughters. We're talking about the complications we often experience in our relationships with adult kids. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Father Thomas Loya. He is a pastor, a counselor, an expert on the practical applications of the theology of the body. Easy for me to say. Father Loya, welcome to More to Life.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to let you do some talking for a little bit here so I can get my tongue untied. But do you want to share some insights as a pastor, as a counselor, and a theology of the body expert on what can we do when we have a complicated relationship with adult kids?
Oh, I work with this so much as a pastor, and it is really, really can be very, very excruciatingly painful for parents of adult children. In varying degrees, the principle I want to emphasize, the principle that you're using here, that's the key. We have to ask ourselves, what is it that we can do, stop doing, or even do differently that might help the situation? Usually in a confrontation or when there's tension, usually there's one or the other person is, I call it freer to act, to modify. And you have to be present to the person. So use the theology about a gift of self. Okay, how can I be a gift to them in this moment? What is it they need me to be, despite my own feelings and so on? So that's going to be the underlying principle. It's very, very understandable. We have to also be patient on ourselves, because anger, humiliation, feelings of failure, resentment, wanting to change things, fix it. We feel insulted and so on. That is, the adult child grew up in the church and they're out of the church and so on. But you got to tell ourselves, stay on the high road. Let them always see that you are consistent in the very example that you want them to come back to or to rediscover. So you've got to try and move beyond that anger and the humiliation. It's very powerful.
You know, Father Loya, as you're saying that, because I know a lot of parents are saying, now, wait a minute, they're disrespecting me and I shouldn't have to, in quotes, lie. But what I'm really hearing you say is that when we do the kinds of things we're talking about, it's actually a spiritual exercise to choose those virtues over our feelings about them. Is that right?
Exactly. It's not that you are, being a doormat or ignoring what you feel. It's like you have to choose what is over and above your feelings. It's really, really critical for the adult, in this case, to do that. To also show an example, because somebody has to be the one that's freer to make modifications in this relationship, in this conversation, so that there can be an opening for healing. So it's not to be mistaken that you're just letting yourself be, pounded on and humiliated and so like that. You acknowledge your feelings. You have to acknowledge what you're feeling. They are powerful, but you've got to choose that higher road. You've got to, and they have to feel a safe space. They have to be able to feel that they can, in a sense, unload on you. They can express their beliefs and so on, and that you patiently receive it if it's wrong, and you seek where you can have a certain value. You can affirm, oh, yeah, you know what? You feel that way. That's really good. I feel that way, too. I can see that type of thing. You try to have a meeting point. Then
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but one of the things that you're talking about here that we talk a lot about in our book, having meaningful conversations, sometimes difficult conversations with our adult sons and daughters, is the idea of accompaniment. And I think you're kind of speaking to that even if you disagree with what your adult kid is doing, if you can at least empathize with the reason that they're doing it or the goal behind it or the intention that they're trying to pursue, when we can say, you know what, I see that you are trying to go after this good thing, even though I am concerned that you're doing it in a wrong way or an unhealthy way. I think that's kind of what you're suggesting. Is that right?
Exactly. And it's a very, very powerful technique to use. Try to affirm, because a lot of times people that disagree, they're kind of after the same underlying goal. It's just that there's a maybe a more perfect, better, fuller, authentic way to achieve that. And that's really where the tension is a lot of times. Many people want the same thing underneath. So you have to acknowledge that, and then you can now offer like maybe a better way, how you see it as a better way. And, you know, invite their sensitivity, too. You know, as they're expressing to you, you know, sensitivity is a two-way street. You know, you can invite them to that, too. This is, may I express my thoughts and feelings on it and why? Also, when it comes to our faith, try to get them to reframe how they look at their faith. In other words, try to, if you can, communicate the beautiful why behind the things in the church, why they are good, and get them to see that. Because most, when it comes to faith, a lot of adults, children, leave the faith because they don't really understand it. Not really.
For sure.
You can't leave it when you really understand it. When you really understand it. You really can't. Unless you're just...
Well, and I think that what you're kind of speaking to is the tendency for a lot of us to just sort of say what the church teaches about X, Y, and Z, or why what our kids
exactly.
are doing is wrong. But we're not really explaining what the point of that teaching is.
And how it can benefit them.
And sometimes we don't even know, right? And so it's important for us to go and learn that information, too. Father Loy, we got to jump in because we have to go to break, but I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I know it's a very busy season for you, and the suggestions that you're making here are just terrific, and I know that it's blessed a lot of our listeners. And if folks would like to learn more about the work that you do, I encourage them to go to taborlife.org. That's T-A-B-O-R, like the mountain, taborlife.org. And we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. We're talking about our relationship with adult kids in our show titled Prodigal Sons and Daughters. Whether your adult son or daughter is a prodigal or you're just in a strained relationship and want to make it better, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. As Christmas approaches, it brings an opportunity to reflect on our responsibilities and resolve to protect those we love. Giving your family the assurance of a secure future is a profound act of care. Through our partnership with mycatholicwill.com/AVE, you can allocate assets to the individuals and causes you hold dear, all at no cost from the privacy of your home. Secure your legacy and honor your faith. mycatholicwill.com/AVE.
Why do we have confession? According to the Catholic Catechism, Christ instituted the sacrament of penance for the sinful members of his church, especially those who had fallen into grave sin, thus losing their baptismal grace and wounding their ecclesial communion. Over the centuries, the administration of the sacrament has evolved. In the early church, penitents guilty of particularly grave offenses such as idolatry, murder, adultery, were required to do public penance, sometimes for years before receiving reconciliation. In the 7th century, Irish missionaries, inspired by Eastern monastic tradition, brought the practice of private penance to Europe. This effectively ended public penance before forgiveness, making the sacrament essentially between penitent and priest, as it is today. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Jesus reminds us that the key to receiving mercy is being merciful to others. Being merciful means treating people in a manner that reminds them of their worth in God's eyes. We have lots of chances to practice being merciful all day, but the best place to start is in our marriage and family lives. Here are some ways you can begin being merciful to your spouse and kids and reminding them of what they're worth in God's eyes. First, be demonstrative with your love and affection. Let your spouse and kids feel God's love for them flowing through your arms when you hold them. Second, serve with joy. Remind your spouse and kids how much they're worth to God by taking the time to respond promptly to their concerns and requests. And third, bear wrongs patiently and forgive willingly. By practicing these spiritual works of mercy, we give our spouse and kids a physical reminder that nothing they do will separate them from God's love or ours. To learn more about being merciful in your marriage and family life, check out my book, The Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Sounds wonderful until you begin to feel that separation between you and your older children, and all of that just seems to want to go out the window. How do we handle those situations with our older children who we feel that tension and separation from? That's part of what we're discussing today on More to Life. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about adult kids and our relationship with them today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, I wanted to share a couple of great resources to help you in your relationship with your adult kids. First, I've mentioned our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult, Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. We're drawing a lot of the advice that we're giving today on the show from that book, but it goes into a lot more detail and walks you through it step by step, regardless of what the issues are that you have with your kids. The book is about much more than just having conversations. It's really about having the kind of relationship that allows your adult kids to be open to the conversations that you want to have, and how to have those conversations be two-way streets that allow you to draw closer to each other and lead them to Christ. The second resource I want to offer to you, though, is Catholic Home, the Catholic HOM app. We have a channel on the Catholic Home app for parents of adult kids and grandparents to talk about getting the coaching that you need, that daily coaching that you need to take charge of the relationship and really facilitate that healing and cooperate with God's grace. If you'd like ongoing personalized coaching assistance in healing your relationship with your adult sons and daughters, download the Catholic Home app and post your questions regularly to the Parents of Adult Kids and Grandparenting channel. Plus, you can get tons of other resources there as well. So check it out. Download the Catholic HOM app today, and we hope to see you there. With that, we're taking your calls right now. Who's up next, Lisa?
We're talking with Dennis, who's listening to EW. I'm sorry?
Denise.
It's Denise.
Yes.
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. Sorry about that.
The pneumonia fog is still here.
Very fog.
Denise, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. So I'm calling because I have a 20-something daughter who's been dating a young man for a few years. He's not Catholic, raised in a religious home.
Does he practice something?
He has been going to church with her. He didn't go on a regular basis before, but he's been going to church with her. They've been having very deep conversations about what they each believe. And she's been able to explain what some of the things are that she believes. But they're still having a few differences and causing some issues with them there. So as she's been going through this journey, she's brought up some things with us as parents, as far as like, if we wanted her to marry someone that was Catholic, she could have avoided all this. If we'd only sent her to all the right schools, allowed her to do all the right, you know, Catholic things, that would have allowed her to expand her base, meet the right people, and she would, and then, but at the same time, she loves him.
So she's saying she has to settle for less than she deserves, or from what she's inferring here, wants, because you didn't set her up right for this?
Well, she's saying that we're requiring her to be with someone Catholic, and that is, we shouldn't have, if we were really in tune with that, then we should have given her more opportunities in the past to try to...
Well, let me ask you, does she want somebody who's Catholic?
I believe so.
And what's her faith?
Sure.
Okay, and that's...
I mean, she had a strong faith at one time.
Well, where's she at now?
She's still going to church. I think she is still confirmed in her faith. It's just that she is on this road that she loves this young man and they are trying to work things out, and they think that they're on the same page and everything is jiving.
So how can we help you?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how to have the conversations with her that, you know, this has to be her decision. There's been anger in the past on our side or her side, and that we've had difficult
conversations. So tell me in your own words, why is it important for you? I mean, obviously, I agree with you, right? So I'm not challenging you on this. I want to know the language, right? Why is it important to you that she and her, you know, future husband be Catholic?
Just because she was raised that way, and we're always told, or the understanding in some people.
Yeah, that's not gonna that dog ain't gonna hunt. So that is the God bless you. That's the worst possible argument you could make.
I want to put this in perspective, right? When we say this is the way you were raised and this is what you should do, that's a little like saying, okay, you're a grown woman now. You wear a, you know, size 6 women's clothing, and I still want you to fit into 3T clothes because that's what I thought was cute when you were little. It's literally as connected as that. You are not saying, because I want you to have an amazing relationship with God. You're not saying, because I want you to share this. You're not sharing your own personal faith story. You're just saying...
And you don't even know where she is faithfully. Like, yeah. Right? So you're making this about rules... As opposed to about relationship and love. So let's back up here. Again, I'm not trying to criticize you with this.
And we understand your underlying intention.
And I agree with that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I totally agree with what your goal. But and you're not alone in this, right? We do a terrible job as Catholics of communicating why this is important for our adult kids. So here's the thing. Why are we Christian at all? But especially, why are we Catholic at all? Not just because we were raised that way. Not just because God said so. Why did God say so? Let's take it back to that. Well, because Jesus gave us what? The great commandment to love one another as I have loved you. What does that mean? What that means is that we all have a lot of love in our hearts, okay? But none of us know how to love each other in ways that are actually loving. And we don't know how to love each other, especially in ways that God wants us to love, in ways that are truly fulfilling and life affirming and healing. You know, I even when I try to love Lisa on my own power, I mess it up somehow. I could have the best intentions and I'll still step all over her toes.
Every human does.
And so I know that I don't, even though I have all this love in my heart for her, I don't know how to love her the way God wants me to. So that's, I go to church because I know that, I believe that that God's going to teach me how to love everybody, but especially my wife, the way he wants me to, so that we can have an abundant life and a love that doesn't fail. And I can't do that on my own. And so everything, all right, the sacraments, why we pray, why we do the spiritual exercises, why we try to live virtuous. It's not about following rules, right? And it's not about just doing what we were taught when we were kids. It's about acknowledging that I have no idea how to love anybody the way God wants me to. But I believe that participating in these sacraments and doing these spiritual practices and living this Catholic life is going to teach me how to love. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life learning how to do that. And so you want your daughter, and all of us want our adult kids to stay Catholic, because if they aren't, they're not getting the full book of love. They're not getting the full picture on how to love each other the way God wants them to. And that means they're setting themselves up for failure and for hurt and disappointment. And so that's the message that we want to send our adult kids. It's not, you know, I want you to be Catholic because I raised you Catholic, and if you're not Catholic, then I failed as a parent and I'll feel bad. Nobody cares about that. It's I want you to have all the love God wants to give you. And we can't do that on our own. We need to go to the church to teach us how to love each other the way God wants us to. And that's why I want that for you, daughter. Now, that's the bigger picture. And I want you to keep that in mind. And look for opportunities to communicate that to her. The second thing, though, okay, you don't know where... She's not in a place where she wants this. She's jumping through hoops for your sake. So you need to back up and say, tell me where you're at spiritually.
And I just want to add, if she's actually going to church with this guy every week and cannot articulate why that's important to her, that means she is doing it for you. So that's huge.
Yeah, that's
Don't
great.
Disregard that. It means she respects you. She loves you. She wants to make you happy. And she thinks something about what you did give her matters. But she's trying to figure it out. And she's trying to figure it out with somebody, because underneath this, she would not be bringing him if it didn't matter to her in some way. But it's fragile.
And you can build on that.
Here.
Okay, and you can build on that by doing this one thing. Encouraging them and even supporting them and teaching them how to begin praying together as a couple. I don't know if they're praying together as a couple. I don't think you know either, because you said you don't know where she's at spiritually. But if he was raised in a religious background and she's still going to church, there's some relationship with God there. They need to be praying to God every day about what he wants them to do with their relationship. And the prayer that I want you to encourage them to say is, Lord, teach us how to have the relationship that you want us to have. Let this be what you want it to be. Help us to know how to have the kind of relationship you want us to have with you. And help us to support each other in getting there, whatever that looks like. Right? The most important thing we can do as parents of adult kids is teach and encourage and support our kids in praying about everything. And you have a real leg up here in the sense that both your daughter and, you know, her boyfriend have some kind of spiritual life, have some kind of Christianity. And you can build on that by having them go to God, encouraging them. Look, I hear that, you know what my opinion is, daughter. I want you to lead the life that God wants for you. I believe that it's in the church, but I need you to be asking him every day. Teach us how to have the relationship you want us to have. Teach us how to have the relationship with you that you want us to have. Lead us and guide us, Lord, and help us to support each other in becoming everything we were created to be in this life and getting each other to heaven in the next. Show us what that means and where we can best do that. So by encouraging them to be praying about their relationship, you're teaching them how to place their relationship under God's headship. And he will lead them where he wants to go. I believe ultimately that will be the church. I will share personally here. One of our daughters was dating a man who was not Catholic, and we were really concerned, like you are. And you know, I talked to this young man, and I said, "Look, I would obviously love for you to be Catholic and to come into the church, but whatever you do, if that's not where you're at, I want you to live faithfully whatever you are." He was raised Baptist. And if that means you going to the Baptist church every week, then you do that. And I want the two of you praying together every day about what God wants you to do with your relationship. Can you do that? And he said, yes. And they started praying together more about their relationship. They started asking God to do everything that I'm asking you to teach your daughter how to do, right? To have the relationship that he wants them to have, and to have the relationship with God that he wants them to have. Through that process, he came into the church. They're married, and it's not just he goes to church. He really takes it very seriously. He helps lead prayer at home. He looks for the mass schedule if they're traveling. He's on board, right? But it's because they gave their relationship to God and asked him every day how to do that. That's what you want to do. I'm not just talking to you, Denise. I'm talking to any parent out there who's in your situation. There are thousands of them listening right now. The lectures don't work, appealing to, but you were raised that X, Y, and Z doesn't work. Just saying you're breaking the rules doesn't work. We need to understand why we're doing this stuff. And like 95% of us don't. I'm gonna end where I started. We are Catholic, and we do all the Catholic stuff because we don't know how to love the way God wants us to. And everything that God gave us, the incarnation, was supposed to teach us how to love. The Great Commandment is about teaching us how to love. Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection is about teaching us how to love the way God wants us to. Participating in the sacraments is about learning how to love the way God wants us to. Our spiritual practices and living a virtuous life is about learning how to love the way God wants us to. Because we can't do any of that on our own power. And if we try, we inevitably screw it up. Right? So I'm Catholic because I know I don't know how to love. And I'm going to this place because I believe that it's going to teach me how. Even sin, when we talk about sin, it's not just breaking rules, it's missing the mark on love. The word sin comes from a Greek word, hamartia, which means to miss the mark. It's an archery term. What's the mark I'm missing? I'm not loving the way God wants me to love. That's all sin is, right? And so the grace that God gives us is the support to love the way he wants us to. So that's the focus you want to take, Denise. Keep that in your mind and look for opportunities to explain why anybody's Catholic and why you want that for her. And secondly, encourage them wherever they're at, even if they're not ready to commit to the church, to be praying about their relationship every day with each other and with God, so that God can lead them both as a couple to where he wants them to be and to the kind of relationship that he wants to have with them and where he wants to have that. And that's the way to go. We talk about this much more in Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Her Adult Sons and Daughters, which you can get at CatholicCounselors.com. This is the kind of thing that we help parents of adult kids and grandparents deal with on the Catholic Home app as well. That's Catholic HOM. Check it out. Download it and be part of that community. I hope that we'll see you there and continue the conversation on the app. But great question, Denise. I 100,000% support you, and I'm right there with you. But you and all the other parents out there who are in your situation need to take this to heart and really look at the approach that we're taking to try to explain to our kids why being Catholic is important. It's not about following the rules. It's not about doing what they were taught when they were little. It's about the fact that none of us know how to love, and Jesus came to teach us, and he gave us the church to support us in learning how to live that lesson plan of love. Thank you for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you today about prodigal sons and daughters. Are your adult kids driving you crazy, making choices that are worrying or frustrating you, estranged in some way from you? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23.
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
Amen.
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit through the bond of peace.
And again, you know, when we're parents of adult kids and our kids are attacking us, rejecting what we've tried to teach them, living in ways that we disagree with or are concerned about, it's easy to go on the attack and to lecture and to try to defend ourselves or, you know, scold them. St. Paul is reminding us the approach that we need to take is humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with each other in love, and leading over time.
And for heaven's sake, St. Paul had every opportunity to practice these things. So he's not just telling us to be good. He's telling us to do as he did. If he can do it, with God's grace, we can do it too.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with your calls about our relationship with adult kids. Stick around.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Feeling drained, anxious, or stuck in your relationships? You're not alone. I'm Lisa Popcheck from CatholicCounselors.com. Our team of Catholic pastoral counselors can help you find grace-filled, effective solutions for emotional struggles, stress, and relationship challenges. Discover how your faith can bring healing and peace to your heart and home. Visit CatholicCounselors.com today. Let us help your faith, life, and relationships flourish.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing our pilgrimage to charming Ireland and its rich Catholic heritage. The shrines are nestled in the quaint Emerald Isle. Lovely people, marvelous food, sweeping vistas. Everyone's favorite is Mass at Our Lady of Knock and its Eucharistic apparition. We hope you can join us in August, along with our Irish chaplain, Father James Conlon.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, find the Ave Maria Radio Travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian prayer series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
With just a touch of consumption.
And less and less voice as the show goes on.
And I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. 877-573-7825. We're talking about our relationship with adult kids. Who's up next, Lisa?
Let's talk with Sue, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Colorado.
Hey, Sue. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Thanks. I really appreciated knowing that this was going to be the topic today. I heard it yesterday when I was listening to EWTN, and it got me thinking about...
Thanks for calling in.
How do you be in relationship with an adult child in their late 20s who seems to be in a place where they would like an echo chamber?
Give me an example. That's a great way to put it, but give me an example of a specific conversation maybe that
Yeah, my husband told me that as I was describing my frustration, like if I bring up any idea like, have you thought about this? I get what your intention is, and I've been listening to you guys for a long time and take notes on what you say. And it all clicks and makes sense to deepen the relationship. And so my difficulty right here is the accompaniment versus just
approval.
Giving her what she needs to hear.
So is there a specific topic or issue that is particularly tricky for you, or you just want me to kind of walk you through some general principles about this?
Why don't you walk me through something?
Okay. This is a really hard thing to get right. And honestly, I kind of learned some of this the hard way myself. And I'm sharing some stories from our family here today. I'll share this with. So we have a good relationship with all three of our adult kids, right? But our oldest, you know, when he because he's the oldest, and I was cutting my teeth on him. We were kind of getting into this place where, you know, he was just normal adulting struggles, right? And I would say, well, you know, hey, have you thought about this? Or just try that. And he finally said to me, Dad, I can't tell you how frustrating it is for you to be, like, at the finish line all the time and telling me how to get there.
I forgot that he said that, but I remember it so clearly when you're saying it. But that really snapped things in.
And he was like, you know, even if you're right, I can't tell you how frustrating it is for you to just be, like, sitting at the finish line waiting for me to show up. And I that really struck me. He wasn't saying that I was wrong. He wasn't saying that the advice, you know, was dumb. He was just saying that sometimes they need to figure some stuff out for themselves. And it's not so much that they want an echo chamber. It's that we need to kind of create a space where they can wrestle with stuff. And that is the hardest thing in the world to do. I'm speaking for myself. I hate that. I want to be able to tell my kids, look, if you just did this, it'd be fine. And, you know, I mean, I'm not wrong, but they need to figure that out. And the best way I can help them figure that out is actually by asking questions, you know, and by listening, because giving them the space to kind of work it out. You know, I can respect the fact that they're coming to me at all, right, because they could be talking to their friends. They could be talking to any number of people that would give them contrary advice or, you know, whatever that I would, right? But they're talking to me, so that's something. And rather than piping in with any suggestions or helpful thoughts, I mean, for heaven's sake, I'm an expert on stuff, right? I mean, you've
got a PhD in this stuff. That's what you mean.
That's really frustrating to not be able to use those gifts. With my adult kids, I have to say, look, tell me what you're trying to do there, okay? And tell me how you're thinking about this. Kind of walk me through your steps. And where are you getting stuck? And is there what do you think you'd like to do about that? And also, is this a time where you're looking for some tips or suggestions from me, or do you just need me to listen to you?
That is so crucial. And I Sue, I'm glad we're getting a chance to fit this in with your question. But let's say this part again. When we get in a situation and we're thinking, we do have a lot of wisdom to give here, every parent, because we've had more life, we've had more experiences, we've learned. And every good parent also wants to save our kids from all the stress, all the anxiety, and all the trouble that we all went through in learning this stuff in the first place. So we think we can just jump it. But if you ask these two questions, say them again, Greg, it can get us through it. Is this a time you need me to listen to you?
Or a time that you want some advice?
A time you want some advice. You give them the option to tell you.
Yeah, and so, again, just kind of take that to heart. Like, I think you're doing everything right. I think your heart's in the right place. I think that you mean well. But you got to learn the lesson that I learned, right? It's frustrating for anybody to see someone they love at the finish line waiting for them to get there rather than walking with our kid. And like I said, I had to learn that the hard way. So hopefully that hard-won lesson is helpful to you, Sue. And we do talk about this more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters, and on the Catholic HOM app, where we coach parents in having
more
better relationships with the kids.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.